Hey, everybody, it's Mike with the Daily BM, and guess what? We're back for our second day of this brand new revitalized daily expedition. Hopefully, we'll have a day three, but nothing's guaranteed. So, enjoy this episode. It's a good one. I go on a little tirade about a whole bunch of stuff, so you probably will get bored and turn it off after like 3 or 4 seconds, but if not, it's pretty good. I also tell you about something new that's going on in my life that I'm very excited about, and Brad is also extremely excited, as you can tell by him yawning at about the 17-minute mark. Anyways, like and subscribe, follow us, and let's get this show on the road.
Well, holy shit! Good morning, fuckers, for day two! 2 days in a row! And speaking of twos, I have my best deuce on the planet. Mike, what's up?
What's up, Brad? I'm so glad that we're back for this amazing adventure, just the two of us, me and you, doing what we do best, and that's waste people's time. Yeah.
Yo. It's not like they're doing anything anyway. They're all probably just sitting at their desk at work going, you know what? I got time to fucking
Diving in the car with their kids in the back, and they're like, please don't say cuss words. Please don't say cuss words. And I'm like, shit, fuck, damn.
Shit, fuck, ass, nuts. There you go. Your kids just are in the backseat now going, shit, fuck, ass, nuts.
But so as you know, but the audience doesn't, I've gone on an adventure at 48 years old. A whole new adventure. And that go ahead.
I was going to say, you finally went to your first gay bar and took in the scenery.
No, I've been to gay bars many times.
I knew it.
Many times.
Anyway, go ahead.
Segue before I get to my great reveal. I have never been more confused than at a gay bar on which bathroom to use. Because everyone was using every bathroom, even though there were signs. And I just didn't. I was like, I'm so confused right now. Like, it was utter chaos. My simpleton brain could not process the level of absurdity with people just going all over the place. Like, I was like, why can't we just go where our genitalia matches? Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. It's like, why is there someone standing on the sink pissing in the sink? Like, what is going on in my life right now? Like,
what is going on?
I don't understand. I just don't understand, Billy. I don't understand.
I went to one in Tampa, man, and I'm telling you flat out, dude, that I took my buddy Ron with me. I'll never forget it. And he was, and I've said this story before, but I'll say it again. I've never seen somebody in utter fear going into the bathroom in a gay bar and watching his facial expression when he walked in and there were like just nothing but toilet seats. And then there were just maybe three urinals, but it was like five toilet seats with no walls on them. And he goes all the way down to the last urinal that had a toilet, you know, bowl that was like maybe 2 feet away from him. And he's taking a piss, talking to me, and this girl just sits down and squats down and starts pissing in the toilet. It just pulls, drops a trowel right there. Hot as fuck, by the way. But seriously, hot as fuck. And he was like turning to the side, like, oh shit. Like, he didn't want to.
Please don't look at my tiny wiener. Please don't look at my tiny wiener.
And she looks over and goes, is it cold, son? Because, you know, he was acting all
weird. I guess
weird.
That's better than her looking over going, well, now I know why I'm a lesbian.
Yeah. No shit, right?
Yeah, you know, that shit didn't bother me. Like, honestly, I didn't really care. Like, it was just confusing just because, like, you know, my brain is so used to processing one thing. Mm-hmm. And I just remember it because I was a little bit tipsy because we were there with some of our gay friends at the time. Just
my
supporting
gay
them.
Friends.
Because one of them was actually in a burlesque show later. So we were there supporting them.
Okay.
And I'm okay. I mean, the pre woke, I was totally cool with the gay community.
Mm-hmm.
And I still am for the most part. It's just the recent shit, like the pedophiles
just the recent shit.
Like the pedophiles and the like that movement. Like, I'm not okay with that.
Right.
You know, when you're adding it to the Rainbow Clan, you know, pedophiles and trying to justify love has no age.
You just call it the Rainbow Clan?
Yeah, it pretty much is, dude. It pretty much is the Rainbow Clan. No offense to gay people, but y'all are some crazy son of bitches now. And I'm fearful for my life that you might fucking murder me out of fear for your life. So,
Don't even tell me, man. My brother has like hit a new level. I'll talk to you about it off the air, but you'll laugh your ass off.
Yeah. Anyway. So, you know, anyways, I still feel love is love, and people can do whatever they want to do in the privacy of their own homes and, correct, you know, and, or walk down the street holding hands if they're fine with that. I don't care. Like, correct, a level of PDA doesn't bother me. I had no problem explaining it to my kid. It was no big issues. I don't think you should walk around like wearing a dildo, you know, on your forehead or being half naked or, you know, gyrating in the streets. If there's a parade, that's a little bit excessive when there's kids around. But that's just my personal opinion. And, you know, I think that's the collective opinion for most people right now. Now, if that changes, then it changes. That's the beauty of a democracy. It's about everybody coming to a consensus and agreeing about what we want. But anyway, so yeah, it was a very interesting situation being in a gay club, like trying to figure out the bathroom situation, especially being a little tipsy, because I was like, my brain was like, I don't know what to do, I'm so confused. So I just went to the men's room like normal. And you know,
guys, Mike didn't realize that he got pinned up against the freaking stall, you know, and taken advantage of. You were loving every minute of it.
Loving every minute of it.
Sorry, go ahead, continue.
No, I don't think I don't know. That'd be a very interesting statistic to see how many like gay rapes there are, other than in prison. I don't really feel like there'd be a lot. Like
I don't feel like gay men would rape another guy. I really don't.
I don't either. Like I really don't. Like I feel like that percentage would be extremely low.
It's usually like serial killers that do that kind of shit because they get off on it. You know what I mean? Like they rape you and kill you, and like they usually do it to gay men too. Like who was it? Donner, right? Fuck's his name? Jeffrey Dahmer. Yeah, he did that shit. So,
what was the other guy's name? The one. See, there's two different guys, and there was one that killed the gay guys, and the other one killed the college co-eds, and I always get those two mixed up.
Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy
was in Florida. He murdered people up at Tallahassee, Florida State University.
Sorority girls. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
He's the reason why they lock their front doors and shit now.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was the main reason why all colleges said, you got to lock your doors and stuff, guys.
He had to go fuck everything up. So, so I didn't, you know.
Go fuck everything up.
I didn't know. It didn't bother me. Like, I don't have any problem with it. I mean, it was.
Not here.
For each their own. What makes them happy? I just get a little bit like disturbed when you try to like tell parents how to parent their kids, and when you try to interject it in that system and stuff like that. And,
yep.
You know, like I got no issue with prayer in school. You know, I don't think it should be mandatory, which no one's ever tried to push, by the way. It's always just been like allowing it.
Yeah, I know.
And I think people should have the option to opt out. Now, I don't think people should have the option out of the Pledge of Allegiance. Because you're in this country and you're enjoying the fruits and the labors of the people that fought and died to create this country and maintain this country. So you should, you know, be allegiant to it. Or if not, move. Go away. That's my opinion.
You know, I can't disagree with you on that one, on that statement right there. I really can't because,
yeah,
you know, if you're going to live here and enjoy the fruits of the labor of the United States, then you need to just, you know. There's always another fucking country. See you later, alligator. You know, that's the way I feel about you too. I feel the same way. It's like, come on, guys, get a fucking clue. I mean, we can talk about that all day long, but I really want to get to what you were going to talk about because I'm fucking curious. But go ahead.
I do. Sometimes, if we're getting into like a little bit of you know, conversation here, I do wonder how, because you know it does say, you know, in the Pledge of Allegiance, like in God we trust.
Right.
So I could see where that
didn't happen until the 50s.
Right.
So.
Right. So I do see where that could be offensive. I wonder what the pledge was pre-50s. Do you know that off your head?
That I don't know off the top of my head. That I don't know. I do know that they didn't put that in until the 50s, I believe. So you can Google me for accuracy, fact check me on that. But I'm pretty sure that's how that went down. But while you're looking at that, tell us the other story that you were
Eisenhower
into.
Added it.
Yeah. So tell me you got everybody curious. Let's talk about this because I'm sure this is going to take a little bit.
So it was originally, I pledge allegiance to my flag and the republic for which it stands, one nation indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And Eisenhower added under God into that in 1956.
Well, I'm going to be one of those guys that tell you and I'm probably going to get slammed.
1954.
I'll get slammed by conservatives and Christians and things like that. And people, I don't have a problem with that being removed from the Pledge of Allegiance. And I'm not starting a front here saying any of that kind of shit.
You know why it was added?
But hold on.
I'm not going to cut you off. All right, good.
But let me finish. So
yes,
the thing is, it's like this country was founded for the separation of church and state for a reason. Okay. And all you got to do is look overseas at some countries that allow religion to control their governments and how radical and extreme they are. And that's the reason why we don't have that here in this country. Mm-hmm. Or we should never have that, honestly. That's how I feel about it. If you want to worship the Lord.
You
want
to know why it was added?
Why?
It was added during the Cold War to distinguish us from the Soviet Union, which is officially atheist. The Soviet Union is officially atheist as a government.
I hate to say it. I mean, people will say, oh, no, America should be about, blah, 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 blah. No, dude. All right? No.
Yeah.
The separation of church and state is for a reason. You know what I mean? So that way no fanatical group gets in there and changes shit. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So I would not be opposed. I mean, I'm religious. I believe in God.
Me too. 100%.
But I also respect the sovereignty of other humans and their beliefs. And if they wish to believe in something different, they should be able to. And I believe that the flag and anything that's government should represent all of its people, not just a group. And I think that's the biggest problem we've had in these past 4 years. Maybe, I don't know, maybe longer, maybe 12 years, is that it's become too decisive or too divisive. Like too many people are going, well, I want to go with this special interest group. I want to go with this special interest group and cater to their needs as opposed to catering to the needs of the whole. Not identifying as people. Like I have often wondered why we don't get rid of race off of all official documents.
Okay.
I understand they use it for census and clarification, but I don't think it's a valid metric anymore. And I think it needs to be removed because it's pigeonholing people based on the color of their skin and the tone of their skin, not necessarily any other information.
I can see that.
And if you remove that, it would immediately get rid of affirmative action and all that kind of stuff because you wouldn't need to ask race anything like that. There would be no race-based decisions because you wouldn't know it until you met the person.
I mean, you got a valid point.
You know, and I don't know. It's just an interesting conversation that it'd be interesting to have maybe some opposing people. Or not posing people, but people that know more about it than I do to talk about it on the show. Because I think that'd be an interesting discussion to have.
Oh, 100%.
As far as what does identifying someone as Hispanic, Black, Asian, White, non-Hispanic, Asian, whatever. Just made up a new one. What does that have to do with anything now in today's modern age, other than a way to pigeonhole people, to categorize them,
Right.
Because it'd be interesting, if we looked at other socioeconomic indicators as opposed to just race, like what causes Black men to be commit higher rates of crime and higher rates of incarceration per capita than all other races. If you take out the race factor, could you find other underlying issues? I think you could. I think it'd be education. I think it'd be things of that nature, But I don't know. That'd be an interesting conversation. So anyways, now to my slapstick revelation, because you wanted to know. So after 48 years, and after 8 years of wearing glasses, I've decided to switch to contacts.
Oh, dun, dun, dun.
mostly because I lost my glasses at a football field and couldn't find them. And because I've become more athletic and doing more outdoorsy, you know, manly stuff, I've mm-hmm. realized the hindrance that glasses create. Because number one, they fall off your face a lot. They get sweaty, they get steamed up, they get foggy. There's all sorts of issues with glasses.
Right.
Whereas with contacts, you don't have those issues. But let me tell you, it's been a little bit of a struggle getting these some bitches in my eyes. And not because I have to touch my eyes. Like, I realized I don't really have a problem touching my eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I can't get my tiny little eyes to open up wide enough to clear the lens. Like, I notice I don't have a lot of clearance. Could be my Neanderthal-sized forehead pushing down on my, you know, small
pushing
eye sockets.
Pushing down on me, pressing but down on you.
Really taught me patience. You know, because it's easy to get super frustrated when you're doing right. that. Because it does burn a little bit when you touch your eyeball. You get that little bit of burning sensation.
Yep.
you're very familiar with burning sensations.
Yes, I am.
Mostly in the mom. Region.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Hey, that was, don't make fun of my mom being a German. Burning sensations. Dun, dun, dun. Psh. Crowd goes silent. I know that you're an avid contact wearer, and you actually are a proponent of never taking your contacts off ever for any reason ever, and just wearing the same pair for weeks and months at a time. Because you're like, that's the only way they work their best. But I'm scared shitless about it because they told me like 3,000 times. It was literally like every other sentence. They're like, okay, so we're going to give you this box of contacts. Remember, do not sleep in your contacts. And they're like, okay, this is how you open the box. Remember, don't sleep in the box. Don't sleep in the contacts. Okay, remember, don't forget. All right, mm-hmm. we're going to take it out of the box. All right, removing it from the box. Don't sleep in the contacts ever, okay? I'm going to say it every time I say something. Like literally, it was like every 3 seconds. They're like, don't ever sleep in your contacts. It can cause irreparable damage to your cornea. And then Mr. Brad over here is like, and so I think you're just trying to make me go blind because you're like, hey,
no,
dude,
you should go sleep in your glasses in your contacts for a couple of days. It'll be fun. It'll be a great adventure.
you can, man. I don't, trust me, it's not that big a deal. I mean, I wouldn't wear them every night to fucking bed, but I would definitely, take them out, you know, after that day three, like
so day three is. Yeah. Yeah. So it's been quite the adventure, and I'm hoping it works out for me. I've actually got a doctor's visit tomorrow to get them fitted again, like retested, because I think the ones I have are not great.
Right.
So that's the new adventure for me, and I'm looking forward to it.
Da, da, da! You're no longer a four eyes. I love it. You're just a two eyes.
Yep. Back to normal. Back to sexy silver fox.
Oh, God. All right, with that, we're getting out of here.
My beard's actually coming in.
Guys, we got to get out of here. Mike's already admired himself in the freaking video screen. We got to go. Let's get out of here.
Because I'm a little fuzzy, so I look better when I'm fuzzy.
Fuzzy Wazzy Hat was a bear.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Listen, don't forget. Yeah, we're taking off, man. We're getting out of here. Remember, we're going daily, so welcome back, Carter. And if not, welcome back again. Wait, what? Anywho. Mike, got anything before we get out of here, before you start talking about how sexy you are?
Remember to go check out Mason Danger beard products, because I've been using them regularly, and so has Brad, and our beards look amazing. And if you want to look like us or look as good as we do.
Sales their stock just dropped, bottomed out. Like,
what do you mean? I'm a pretty good looking dude.
Yeah, Mason Danger Beard CO. MasonDangerBeardCO.com. Don't forget to use the promo code DailyBM and you get, 10% off, 20% off? I don't remember. I have to look at it. I don't have my cheat sheet in front of me, guys. Sorry. So I'll have it for the next episode because it's been so long. Anyway, guys, talking about so long. We're out of here. Catch you on the flip side.
See y'all tomorrow.
Deuces.